is up, Salty Dogs listeners? I bet you are surprised to hear my voice, Jason here. And it has been a little while since we've ended the podcast, but one of the things that we talked about was actually using our podcast feed to talk about maybe some updates in our lives or different things that we have going on. Specifically today, we are breaking the silence to bring you some information that we think is really, really important. A cause or just something that I think is going to be really beneficial and encouraging to the body. Would you choose to attend? And so we have today on the feed, Mr. Mike. What's going on?
Hey, Jason. It's great to see you, man. Great to hear your voice again.
That was kind of a weird introduction, huh?
Hey, you know, I've been called worse.
So we've got Mike Clifford. You guys may know him from some past episodes. I think he was on the Salty Dogs podcast a couple of times, maybe like season 2 and 4. And we've always had a really good time with him talking about the Lord and nature. And so I had the honor to hang out with Mike here just a couple of days ago. My wonderful wife, Kimberly, purchased a kayak for me for my anniversary. And Mike's one of the only other guys in the city of Wichita that I know that has a kayak. And so I'm like, bro, we got to hit the water. So he made good on that and called me and we got out there. And so he's telling me a little bit about some of the things that they have going on with Capacity Ministries. He's the executive director and lead facilitator at Capacity Ministries. And so you can check out the website, capacityministries.com. But Mike, you were mentioning to me that you guys have a workshop coming up here soon. Your ministry has taken a step into the virtual space and you are hosting a workshop, and it really caught my attention. And as soon as you told me the topic, I thought about our Salty Dogs listeners, because it's been something we've hit on with the podcast and something that I think is super beneficial for people in the body. And especially, like, it just seems like right now people are just kind of, they're dying for a break. You know, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, tired of being busy, tired of being stressed. Yeah. And so Capacity Ministries, you guys have put together an online workshop. Tell us what it's about and then give us all the pertinent details.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that this is really timely. This upcoming workshop is focused on cultivating our capacity for real, genuine Christ-like rest. So I think so many of us, you know, even as the pandemic continues to change and things roll, you know, so many of us have been thrown out of our rhythms and our loops and in the normal way that we do things. And so a lot of us, and what we know, we're thankful to work with Christian communities all across the country. And we know that leaders and Christians tend to be exhausted, feeling a little tired, maybe a little run down at times.
You think maybe Christian leaders get a little exhausted?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit, right? But so we're looking at doing, yeah, exactly. So we're looking at doing a deeper dive on just what does real rest even look like? Because I mean, I think we can all look at scripture and we see that Jesus rests, which sounds really easy at face value, but how do we actually do that? So we're going to look at kind of two sides of rest, both the narrative. So what drives us to rest or what drives us to unrest, which I think is the more common one. And then at the same time, what are the practical ways that we actually cultivate genuine, meaningful rest? I think what we hear is most people, their version of rest is Sunday when you crash. And that is not the same. Crashing in exhaustion is not the same as Christ-like rest.
Huge difference between choosing to rest and being forced to rest.
Exactly. So yeah, this is what we're looking at doing some focus. And it's these workshops, this is just the first of a number of them. So about every 2 weeks, we're going to launch a different workshop with different topics. So this one is coming up Saturday, July 17th. From 10 to 11:30 in the morning Central Time.
Yep.
And it's a pay what you can kind of a style. So if you want to come and you can't pay for it, come. We want you to be there. It's a suggested donation of $35, or if you can pay it forward, that also really helps to allow somebody else to come that may not be able to. So don't let dollars be the reason you can't join. If you're like, yes, I want to learn more about this.
I'll be the guy that makes the cheesy rhyming line that says invest in your rest. So I totally think it's worth the $35, but not even just worth the money to sit in on that 90-minute virtual workshop, but also obviously those finances go to Capacity Ministry. I'm for what you guys are doing. I really love the narrative that you're pushing of being Christ-like and developing our capacity to be like Christ. And so it takes work, and you guys are doing the work of not only telling people like what they should be doing, or not just why they should be doing it, but like actually how. And that's always mm-hmm. been one of my big qualms with, I mean, this is Salty Dogs podcast, so I'll just go there. Salty Dogs.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
Just always, you know, you sit in a sermon on a Sunday morning and you get an earful about why you should do something, why you should, you know, why should you forgive, or why you should rest. And there's five things that can happen in your life if you don't rest. And here's a Bible story about what it's like if you don't rest. And then, you know, they'll talk about burnout and all these different things. And then they'll be like, okay, go rest and be blessed. See you next week. And you're just like, I have no idea how to do that. I have no clue. How am I supposed to, how do I actually, what are the practical steps? So I just go sleep for a day? Like, what are you telling me to do? And I know that you guys are going to be really, what's the word, focused and dialed in on giving people the practical takeaway. So something I want to push for you, because I get the emails. And so I get your weekly emails from Capacity Ministries. And it's actually pretty cool because every Sunday I'll get an email and it just kind of talks about a practical step that I can take that week to focus on the Lord. So whether it's this week was solitude, you know, you talk about observing nature or doing a water fast or going on a prayer. Mm-hmm. I really appreciated the habit stacking. I read your emails, Mike.
That's good, man. I'm glad. That's good.
So it's just really beneficial. You guys are all about the practical. And you're saying, go do this, take 30 minutes tomorrow, or do this for 5 minutes once a week, or whatever it is. And so I'm just really trying to pump up what you guys are doing. And so I appreciate the pay structure. No, not everybody can jump up and afford $35, but really donation-based, that kind of thing. So, like, I just want to encourage those who have been Salty Dogs fans, if you are in a place to where you are needing some rest and you need some practicality behind what that rest might look like for you contextually, I'm going to say really consider jumping on this virtual workshop. And I don't think that you're going to be disappointed. So, Mike, anything else you want to say to people that, I mean, you listen, we shut the podcast down and you're the first voice to break through the silence.
Man, that is a genuine honor. I was beginning to think you guys just were kidding when you said you wanted me back and I never heard from you again. So no, honestly, you know, here's what I would say, because I think this matters, is that, you know, we, each one of us was made in the image of God, and we were made with the capacity to have lives filled with peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-sacrifice, joy, and love. And I think so many of us settle for less than what our God-given design, which is in us, right? And it talks about in Romans that the very same power that raised Christ from the dead lives and dwells in us. There is zero reason why we are unable to, through Christ's life in us and through us, that we cannot fully live the way that God intended us to. And that looks like good, genuine rest. And it looks like loving your neighbor. And it looks like turning the cheek. And it looks like standing up for the oppressed. It looks like all of that stuff. But right. I think we all need to be reminded, and we need to encourage one another that is no less than what we were called for and designed for.
Yeah.
And so that would just be my encouragement, is that truth is for every one of us, just like you and I kayaking, reminding each other, hey, dude, this is the world we live in, and this is the good God that made us, and off we go. So,
sure.
So that would be, I guess if I could say one thing, that'd be what I'd say.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, appreciate you saying it, and you said it well. So, again, man, Salty Dogs listeners, we miss you guys. We really do. It's been a little while. I hope it was good to hear my voice. I know that Casey and Chris have mentioned some sentiment saying, man, I do miss getting in the studio. But again, we're just doing what we felt the Lord led us to do and kind of shutting that thing down. But again, still going to pop up and maybe, you know, push some causes or I encourage you guys to be a part of something that we think is going to be beneficial for you. And so, again, I think Capacity Ministries is doing that. And so check out capacityministries.com and go to the Capacity Trainings tab and scroll down to Capacity Workshops, and you'll find more information on everything that's going down with that. And they have multiple ones coming up just to give you some promos, discovering how to connect with God, rethinking God's character, the Jesus method of change. And so you guys are really offering some really cool virtual workshops through the month of August or July and August. And so, yeah, check that out. And again, don't forget to do what I did and sign up for the emails, and you can get weekly encouragements of practical steps to take during your week to just connect with God. I think we can all use that encouragement. So, Mike, I appreciate you, man.
Jason, good to see you, man. Thanks for everything. Yep, great to talk to all you salty dogs out there.
Yeah, it is really good. I'm so happy. I'm super, and it's not even live yet. I'm like talking to them like I'm talking to them. I haven't even posted the audio. It's so funny.
You are, but it's great. It's joy, man. It's good joy.
It is. All right. Well, salty dogs out.